Part 8. Quotations by Ted Bundy. I'm the most cold-hearted son of a bitch you'll ever meet. You learn what you need to kill and take care of the details. It's like changing a tire. The first time, you're careful. By the 13th time, you can't remember where you left the lug wrench. What's one less person on the face of the earth anyways? Try to touch the past. Try to deal with the past. It's not real. It's just a dream. He should have recognized that what really fascinated him was the hunt, the adventure of searching out his victims, and, to a degree, possessing them physically, as one would possess a potted plant, a painting, or a Porsche, owning, as it were, this individual. I haven't blocked out the past. I wouldn't trade the person I am, or what I've done, or the people I've known for anything. So I do think about it, and at times it's a rather mellow trip to lay back and remember. I don't feel guilty for anything. I feel sorry for people who feel guilt. Society wants to believe it can identify evil people, or bad or harmful people, but it's not practical. There are no stereotypes. Murder is not just a crime of lust or violence. It becomes possession. They are part of you. The victim becomes part of you, and you are forever one. And the grounds where you kill them or leave them become sacred to you, and you will always be drawn back to them. When you feel the last bit of breath leaving their body, you're looking into their eyes. A person in that situation is God. People say, Ted Bundy didn't show any emotion. There must be something in there. I showed emotion. You know what people said? See, he really can get violent and angry. I have known people who radiate vulnerability. Their facial expressions say, I'm afraid of you. These people invite abuse. By expecting to be hurt, do they subtly encourage it? You are going to kill me, and that will protect society from me. But out there are many, many more people who are addicted to pornography, and you are doing nothing about that. Sure, I get angry. I get very, very angry and indignant. I don't like being locked up for something I didn't do, and I don't like my liberty taken away. And I don't like being treated like an animal. And I don't like people walking around and ogling me like I'm some sort of weirdo, because I am not. I don't think anybody doubts whether I've done some bad things. The question is, what, of course, and how, and maybe even most importantly, why? There are lots of other kids playing in the streets around this country today who are going to be dead tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day and month, because other young people are reading the kinds of things and seeing the kinds of things that are available in the media today. I didn't know what made people want to be friends. I didn't know what made people attractive to one another. I didn't know what underlay social interactions. Countless millions who have walked this earth before us have gone through this, so this is just an experience we all share. Guilt. It's this mechanism we use to control people. It's an illusion. It's a kind of social control mechanism, and it's very unhealthy. It does terrible things to our bodies. And there are much better ways to control our behavior than that rather extraordinary use of guilt. I've met a lot of men who were motivated to commit violence just like me. And without exception, without question, every one of them was deeply involved in pornography. When you work hard to do something right, you don't want to forget it. I want to master life and death. I just like to kill. I wanted to kill. I don't want to die. I'm not going to lie to you. I admit that. And I'm not asking for clemency. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm not asking for sympathy. I know they're going to kill me sooner or later. You don't need to worry about that. But there's a lot of crimes I can solve if the state can just see fit to make me live 2 or 3 years longer. I mean, look, I know I'm not like other people. I know I can't feel sympathy for other people, but I'm still a human. Personalized stationery is one of the small but truly necessary luxuries of life. Possessing them physically as one would possess a potted plant, a painting, or a Porsche. Owning, as it were, this individual. Jim and Fred, I'd like you to give my love to my friends and family.